Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Cam Radio Show. The intention of this show is to inspire and empower you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply just peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Cam, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And today is the first Monday of the month, so it's the Ask the Doctors Day for LifeWave Radio. And with me, as always, my esteemed colleague, Dr. Dennis Loebstein, and he is here to help answer your questions about LifeWave, whether it be about the patches, how to use them for maybe some more advanced protocols that aren't in the brochures or the handbooks. And, you know, maybe we can talk a little bit about our main topic today, which is kind of like the lymphatic system. That sounds kind of boring. You know, most people are like, okay, I know the circulatory system. I learned that in school. I know the skeletal system. I know the muscular system. I know the digestive system. But what the heck is the lymphatic system? So, but I have come to realize that in medical school, we didn't really talk a lot about the lymphatic system. But boy, it's one of the most important parts of your detoxification system, the part of your body that gets rid of toxins. You've got the kidneys, the colon, you know, the lungs, and the lymphatics are, and liver, of course. The lymphatics are one of the most important things, and I didn't know too much about it in medical school. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be cool to figure out which patch combinations we could use to help improve the lymphatic system, to get some of this gunk out of our bodies, to improve the exiting of some of these toxins out of our bodies. So I'd love to welcome Dr. Dennis. Thank you so much, Dr. Dennis, for coming on the show.
My pleasure, Dr. Karen. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great, thanks. And by the way, we do have to save some time because we do have a question that's been posted on our Facebook page, so we'll get to that in a little bit. But maybe, Dr. Dennis, you could kind of summarize from your point of view, what's the big whoop about having a healthy lymphatic system? Is it all that important, and why weren't we taught more of that, or why I wasn't taught more of that in medical school?
Well, it is very important. It's part of the circulatory system, and as you mentioned earlier, it clears away waste products, and if you've got waste accumulating near the cells, then you would diminish the ability of the cells to function. It's like swimming around in a sewer, and they are not getting nutrients properly in there. So anyway, to put some perspective on lymph, the term lymph comes from the Roman deity Lympha, which is a freshwater nymph.
Really?
And yeah, so I mean that's incredible. Most people don't know that.
That is
a perspective of what the lymph system does for the cells. It provides the cells with a fresh environment, like fresh water. And as you and everybody listening knows, the body's made mostly of water. And the lymph system's job is to clear out waste and provide that fresh water-like environment. So I got a little story to tell that gives an example of this. And it's very, very interesting because I had a client, this was like 20 years ago now when I was in New Mexico, and she was one of my Qigong clients, and she was suffering from an infection, which happened to be in her nipple because her husband was overzealous when they were making love, and he bit her nipple, and she got an infection and could not get rid of it for a whole year, and she saw all kinds of doctors. Yeah, it's incredible, and she saw all kinds of doctors who gave her all kinds of different antibiotics and tried everything they knew in allopathic medicine to get rid of it, and they couldn't. So She came to me and I'd like everybody to think, it's like a think question or a quiz. Why would a little bit of Qigong clear up her infection when all these doctors with all their antibiotics could not do it?
Well, we need
well
to
right,
move
I guess
stuff.
That's right. It moves stuff, like the lymph. She was not circulating her lymph. And all the Qigong did, it didn't hammer the infection like an antibiotic. What it did was get the body to function better with its own system so it could repair itself and clear out the infection by moving its lymph.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's great. And when there's so many patients that come in with swollen legs and they can get infected, and of course some people get repeated infections because their lymph is swollen, and sometimes it's due to medications that they're swelling. So it can be really frustrating.
Right. And one of the most important ways to move the lymph, so the lymph doesn't have its own pump other than the passive pressure applied to it from the circulation. So it requires healthy movement like walking and even Qigong and moving around and exercise in order for it to move properly. And when you sit around and become sedentary, which in my opinion is an abnormal condition, then the body doesn't function properly, and that includes not circulating them very well.
Right. So people have swollen legs. That's one sign. Maybe they feel kind of, headachy or tired. As another sign. Do you have other kind of signs that people could make, or symptoms that people can look at to say, well, maybe I don't have a healthy lymph system? How would people know besides swollen legs?
Well, one indication is brain fog, because if you're accumulating toxins around your cells, then even your brain cells aren't going to work well. And that would be an indication that you're accumulating toxins in your body. So that's one of the primary clues for me. And also not drinking enough water, or drinking a lot of water and it's not having an effect, because then it's contributing to the swelling and not circulating.
Right. Well, and I find for me personally is that if I have, not drank enough water, or maybe I'm overdone something and I'm, releasing toxins or something like that, that sometimes or the most common would be a food intolerance, that I would get pain. And that's how I know that's a lot of times it's my lymphatics that are stoppered up.
Right. Yeah. So indications, as you mentioned, are pain, which is a result of blockages. It could be from inflammation or accumulation of toxins, or it could be from congestion or an injury or some kind of swelling or collection of fluid. So definitely
maybe
it would
drumming
be,
for 4 hours in a row.
Right.
Well, not in a row. Okay, we had an hour break, but 4 hours in total in one day. Oh my gosh. Thank goodness for that Himalayan crystal salt and magnesium bath. I'm actually not in pain, but I was trying to prevent being in pain. Let's put it that way, because I'm sure all that lactic acid or whatever it is with excessive exercise is probably not all that healthy for my system. So let's get to some patching protocols. What patches do you use to help move the lymph, and where do we put them?
Okay. Well, first, instead of just placing the patches, you can be congruent with the body's need to move the lymph. And instead of using Qigong, you can use the patches to move the lymph. And do that by moving the patches over the meridians in a method we call dredging. So if you, for example, put a white ice wave patch in your right palm and a tan ice wave patch in your left palm, and then you move your hands along the acupuncture meridians, you're going to be stimulating movement of the lymph as well as fluid in the acupuncture meridians. And that can help clear the pain and the blockages and the inflammation by itself. And then
right.
you don't have to press hard.
You just move it against the skin, right?
You don't even have to touch the body.
Aha.
And by the way, touching the body is a good way to move lymph too, with what we call in Chinese medicine, tui na, or Chinese massage, or you can use Western massage or any kind of hand movement and pressure, which would be passive pressure on the body. You can also use cupping.
Mm-hmm.
Like when there's an injury and accumulation of fluid, the cupping will move the lymph.
Love cupping.
But with the patches, you don't even have to touch the body to do the dredging. You can, as most people probably are aware, the patches can affect the body up to 6 inches away. And so if you move the patches within a distance of 6 inches from the body, you're going to be moving chi and blood and lymph and fluid inside the acupuncture meridians. So just that in general,
if
you don't even know the direction of the meridians, that will help a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you want to get even more specific with it, you could move in the direction of the acupuncture meridians and be congruent with that direction. For example, the yin channels in the legs start in the toes and in the feet, and they move up the inside of the leg. So if you're targeting the kidney, the spleen, or the liver channel, you could move the patches along the inside of the leg to dredge those leg yin channels. And then the kidney meridian is a good one. Go ahead.
It sounds like the meridians that are kind of on the inside of the body go kind of towards the heart. And the ones, not necessarily.
Well,
I'm trying to think of an easier way to say it. But
the leg ones do.
Yeah.
The leg ones do, but the yin and the arms go from the chest outward,
right.
The sides of the arms and up. But the kidney channel is a good one to dredge, especially if you do it all the way up to kidney 27, because kidney 27 is in a unique position, being 2 inches or soon bilateral to the midline, approximately right over the ducts where the lymph drains into the venous blood return to the heart.
Yeah, I love those points.
Yeah, and they're in Chinese medicine, they're called energy storehouse, and when you needle them, as you know, they revive energy if somebody who's so fatigued they're near collapse. But if you use the patches on them, especially if you're dredging and dredge up to that area and then move them around in a circular way in that area over the point, you're going to stimulate movement there of the lymph and especially help open the duct and drain the lymph into the blood.
Nice.
Yeah.
Does it matter whether you have ice wave or energy patches in your hands?
Not really. I think the ice wave patches tend to be a little more powerful electromagnetically because they're designed to very rapidly break through blockages and get rid of pain within a few seconds. So I tend to use those more. It'll take a little bit longer for the energy enhancer patches to work, to get rid of pain and to move the chi like that.
But they still
work pretty well.
Okay.
And then if you want to really give your ice wave approach a boost, use an Eon patch instead of a white ice wave patch or stack them.
And why would you want to use the Eon?
the most powerful yang patch life wave has, and it has the energy signature. Go ahead.
Okay, so it's just more yang than any other patch, and therefore in relationship to the yin, it would help move more fluid?
It would move more because as a positive electrode, as opposed to the tan ice wave's negative electrode, it'll create a more powerful electrical current or electromagnetic field for moving through blockages and moving or influencing the chi and the blood and the fluid in the lymph system to flow.
Mm.
And also,
okay.
That's one property. Its other characteristic is it has a set of frequencies in it go beyond what the white ice wave patch does. The Eon patch, as you know, and a lot of people are aware, has a number of effects on hormones, like a lowering glucocorticosteroids and lowering C-reactive protein, increasing DHEA, and all these have positive effects on lowering inflammation and getting rid of blockages and pain through those routes.
Okay, great. I wonder why we don't just replace the white patch with the Eon.
I often do.
Okay, for pain relief?
Yes, for pain relief and for moving limbs. And if I want a more powerful effect of the ice wave approach, and also if I want to affect a balance of hormones and all the other things the Eon patch does.
Neat.
Which is a topic for another session.
Well, what about, and in a moment I'm going to just put in the call-in number here in case people want to ask a question live, but what about the acupuncture point spleen 6, which my understanding is something to do with fluid management in the body. So how can we use that at all for lymphatics?
Oh, yes.
Since that's a fluid?
So, for sure. From the viewpoint of acupuncture, as you know, spleen 6 is the common point among the spleen, the liver, and the kidney channel as they cross in the leg. So you can access all three of those leg yin channels by using spleen 6. Also, spleen 6 can influence the circulation because it could be considered a large lymph node, the spleen. And if you look at it from a Western physiology perspective, the spleen filters the blood. And the spleen's energy can influence how the blood stays in the vessels.
Mm-hmm.
And so from the Chinese medicine perspective of circulation, the spleen energy will cleanse the blood and act as a filter and remove debris. And so by accessing that major spleen point, you're helping that big lymph node known as a spleen.
Neat. Now, have you ever had anyone with swollen legs get less swollen immediately or within minutes using the patches?
Within minutes. Especially by using spleen 6 with a tan ice wave on the left and an Eon on the right.
Okay.
Now, what I often do...
After you dredge them? Is that after you dredge
yeah,
them or even when you haven't had to?
Dredge first and then place the patches.
Okay, got it.
And then I often use spleen 9.
Mm-hmm.
Or stomach 40 with spleen 6 on the left. So if I'm using a tan ice wave patch on left spleen 6, I'll use, say, an Eon patch on the right stomach 40 because stomach 40 is known to disperse phlegm. And if you've got lymph accumulating,
right,
that is a form of phlegm. And you've also got in five element perspective, a yin yang pair in earth element, which is spleen 6 and stomach 40. So that's pretty cool. It works really nicely.
Oh,
and
great.
Then I mentioned
awesome.
Spleen 9. Spleen 9 drains damp. So you could be using spleen 9 as well as an alternative.
In addition to stomach 40? Oh, okay. Alternative to spleen 6.
Right. Or in addition to it. And so there are lots of different combinations people can try to see what works best on their individual client.
Okay. Well, that's great. And you know, it's funny because I always joke that every time I go to the Chinese food restaurant, I gain 2-3 pounds. And last time I just had sushi and seaweed salad, and I'm thinking, I didn't even have their soya sauce. You know what I mean? You know, and I'm like, okay, I don't know what it is about that particular restaurant's Chinese food, but I'm always, I always swell afterwards somehow. So maybe
well,
I should try your point. No,
they,
I mean, it's just sushi.
Right.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously I think the seaweed salad probably has, you know, regular plain old, you know, table salt in it, and I rarely eat that. You know, I usually use Himalayan crystal salt or Celtic sea salt,
right,
or something like that, unrefined. So, yeah, it's pretty foreign to my body, which means I don't actually eat a lot of processed food, and I don't eat a lot out, but it's really amazing the difference, though. I mean, just eating at home and just eating at that restaurant.
Well,
yeah,
so
wow.
From a spiritual perspective, the lymph embodies the divine aspect of water.
Mm-hmm.
And by addressing lymph, we can address a source of divine inspiration and revelation. And if we translate that down through the spirit and the energy balance to the physical, we're clearing toxins in order to clear brain fog.
Yeah.
So that's what I take that to mean.
Well, cool. Shall we get to our question here? And by the way, if you're calling in live and want to ask a question, the number to call in is 818-514-1190, and just hit 1. So we know your hand is up. So the number to call is 818-514-1190. So we've got about 7 minutes left. This particular question, I'm going to skip over some of the, obviously, the disease names. So the first question is, do you have any knowledge about silent nights giving a high heart rate when being used at night? So just curious, this person's asking about that. Do you have any feedback for that?
Doesn't usually your heart rate, in my experience of using it, and with what I see in my peeps, it's just helping you get more profound sleep. And when you go through different stages of sleep, there are stages where your heart rate will go up, like when you're going through REM sleep. But by and large, it helps calm me down, have a nice rest.
Okay. Well, you know, it's interesting because my late father-in-law did have that symptom. Now, this particular person has been on a lot of psychiatric medications over the years, I'm guessing, just by, you know, what she's writing. And my... you know, father-in-law, you know, smoked, he drank, had some medications, not a huge amount, but enough. And when he used the silent nights for sleep, he definitely got kind of anxious and his heart rate went up. And I was kind of really shocked about that initially. But then I realized, well, all patches detoxify the body.
Right.
So if the body goes, wow, I've got some more energy here to use, I'm going to start kicking out some crap. I'm guessing that maybe the high heart rate would mean that the person, I'm not saying it is for this particular person, but in my father-in-law's case, I think he definitely was kicking out some stuff. So I don't think he could tolerate that the whole night long. We ended up, you know, later on using other patches during the day when he could drink water, and he seemed to be fine during the day. But the silent nights definitely did... you know, give them that issue. And the other issue, too, which is possible, is that sometimes people are reversed polarity. Now, I'm going to be doing a radio show with Dr. Dean Clark, who's a chiropractor, and talking more about reverse polarity and people's brain balance being completely backwards. So up is down, down is, you know, up, and yes is no, and a no is a yes on their muscle testing. And so if someone's getting anxiety when they should be getting relaxed, that's the other issue. They might not be brain balanced, and they may be reversed completely. So they're getting the opposite reaction. Now, of course, if that's the case, they're probably getting opposite reactions to all the patches, except maybe if they're using the Eon on the head in my brain balancing protocol. So anyway, those are my two cents about it. So I would say for that person, you know, if you don't know how to check your brain balance, you can go to patchtrainingteam.com and, you know, take a look at those videos to how to do it. And if you aren't comfortable with that, you know, try the Eon patch on your head for a while first, maybe a week or two, either daytime or nighttime, depending on how you feel, and then try the Silent Nights again to see if that symptom goes away. And it could be that your body's either just detoxifying or your polarity is reversed.
Your anxiety is very interesting. Had somebody visit our clinic that had very really high anxiety, and I put energy enhancer patches with the usual polarity on pericardium 6 on the inside of the wrist, and that jacked her anxiety up even more. Palpitations, her heart, she could feel her heart beating real, pounding in her chest, and she got even more anxious. So I recognized that as reverse polarity, and I just switched the polarity, putting the tan one on the right and the white one on the left, and her anxiety went down right away within a few seconds.
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, I've also had some people also use Silent Nights during the day if they're really nervous or anxious. I mean, it does help with serotonin, so theoretically that should work, and that doesn't make them sleepy. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, we used to put that on our dog's collar on the 4th of July when she'd get spooked from the fireworks, and the Silent Nights would help keep her calm.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Oh, that is so funny. So thank you for that. And I wanted to let people know that this show is recorded, and so you can listen to it again if you'd like. We're going to be posting it up on patchtrainingteam.com/LifeWaveRadio. So if you go to patchtrainingteam.com, you'll see a link at the top that says LifeWave Radio, and there we keep an archive all of the radio shows, so you can just take a look at the topics and listen to any of the shows that Dr. Dennis and I have done together, as well as some of the other people in LifeWave. Dr. Steve Haltiwanger and I will be doing a show at the end of March on the 30th, talking about the new LifeWave product Maverick, which is a male enhancement for men. So I'm really looking forward to hearing more about this, especially from the co-developer of the supplements. It's very interesting to me, and a lot of people have some questions about it, so I'm excited about that. And then as far as next month's show with Dr. Dennis, we've got, you know, many possibilities we can talk about. So maybe I think it might be too early for allergies. What do you think, Dr. Dennis? Is too allergic symptoms, itching?
No, not early.
Nose, something like that? Not early?
I don't think it's too early, no. We've got pollen floating around already, and people are starting to react.
Yeah, so unless you want some other topic, we might be doing that one, and if you have some feedback on the topic you would like done, you know, take a look at what we've already done in LifeWave Radio on the LifeWave Radio page, and then, you know, check us out on Facebook, Patch Training Team Facebook page, and let us know what you would like to see or hear about on the next radio show with Dr. Dennis. We're always open to your questions. Just make sure that you don't ask any questions with disease names. Those are the rules. And you can ask about all the other products in LifeWave as well. It doesn't have to be just patching. So our time is up, Dr. Dennis, again. Thank you so much for being on the show. Always love learning from you, and thanks to everybody for listening in.
You bet, Dr. Karen. It's always a pleasure interacting with you on these calls, and I actually look forward to hearing Dr. Haltiwanger talk about Maverick. I love hearing him. He's a source of...
Yeah, that'll be on the 30th.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Thanks again. Take care. Bye, everyone.
Yeah. Bye-bye.